by applying a points currency that is exactly congruent with the needs of the people you're trying to reach in the first place, you can make the offer significantly more efficient. Offering millionaires a free garbage disposal, for example, is incongruent. It won't attract enough of the people you want, nor will it change the behavior of the few who do notice it. Inherent in any points program is a flexible method to reward consumers for paying attention or for buying something. It's pretty straightforward to track and reward buying behavior. Even the ice cream store in my hometown offers a card that offers a free cone after you buy 10. By punching your card with every visit, they can accurately track patronage and build loyalty and frequency. Rewarding consumers for paying attention, however, is hard. Proving that an individual paid attention is difficult, especially if there's a large audience. What's worse is the opportunity for fraud. If you can earn points by leaving your TV on or clicking a mouse button, it's pretty easy to bust open a system with substantial rewards. When I first developed the ideas behind permission marketing, I took my own advice and started a company focused on using these techniques online. Yoyodyne's entire approach to permission marketing is structured around points programs that reward consumers for their attention. By offering additional entries, points, toward a great prize, Yoyodyne is able to capture and manipulate the attention of consumers. Best of all, the cost of each point is close to zero. By creating a currency that has a high value to consumers but a very low cost to marketers, we've figured out a way to generate an attention economy that works for everyone. The results are nothing short of extraordinary. After getting permission from a consumer, Yoyodyne responds with a series of email messages focused on teaching the prospect about a sponsor's message. The company averages a 36% response rate to these mailings, with a few promotions earning more than 60%. For perspective, compare this with the typical direct mail campaign, in which you have to buy the envelopes, the printing, and the stamps. About 2% is considered terrific. Points programs can be divided into two categories, liability and chance. In liability programs, every point delivered has a real value. A green stamp or a frequent flyer mile is actually worth something. Get enough, and you can trade it in for something guaranteed. The good news is that consumers like this. It eliminates fears of fraud or scams and makes it easy for a consumer to feel as though he or she is making progress toward the reward that had been signed up for in the first place.